episode number 95 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast.
Einsteigen bitte.
Welcome aboard, everyone. It is 2019. It is January. I'm recording this on January 2nd. You're hearing this on about the 4th or the 5th, sometime over the weekend, the first full weekend of 2019. The calendar has been turned. We've got a new day has dawned. A new calendar has arrived, a new month, a new opportunity. So let's get it started. Let's make the best of it. Welcome again. I am your host, David Guerra, and this is the BerlinBrigade.com podcast, episode number 95. I welcome you. I hope you had a great holiday season. For those of you that had block leave, well, it's over and it's back to work for us, and that's just the way it goes. But hey, you know what? It's 300 and something days left till the next block leave, so you know we're going to make it. We'll make it, and we'll make it together. So welcome again. I thank you for stopping by. Thank you for downloading. And like I said, this is episode number 95, so we're going to do a little administrative stuff in this episode. Well, actually, a lot of administrative stuff. The last episode, number 94, it is what it is. It's in the can. It's done. And I didn't talk about the administrative stuff, but because, again, this is what this episode's for. So we're going to go into number 95, into 2019, and we're going to clear up some stuff. So let's make some stuff happen in this episode. First, before I get really, really, truly rolling, I want to thank Leonard and Gregory. Thank you very much to the both of you. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you for your gift. Greatly appreciated. It's unexpected. I thank you. I know I put it out there. And again, if you don't ask, you don't get. So thank you for those of you that have donated over the year and the past year. And again, if you're so inclined, unfortunately, we're not. This is not a nonprofit organization, so I still have to claim it. But I do appreciate you, and I thank you. And it goes to good use. It actually goes to getting things under control and keeping things up and running here at the BerlinBrigade.com world headquarters here in Texas. And well, thank you very much, Gregory, Leonard, and everyone else. If I missed you, I do apologize. But I know I mentioned most of you in previous episodes. So as I get along and go along, I will go ahead and thank you for your donations, your kind donations. Alrighty. So also, Gregory, Leonard, be on the lookout for something in the mail. Got a little something for you. All right. So let's move on. We've got some mail that we need to address. And this is a big one. There's always every letter, every email is a big one. Don't get me wrong. It is huge. They're all huge. And in this case, let's go. We've got an email. Good day, sir. And this individual, he lives in Berlin, and he also writes a blog about helicopters. So there you go, Berliner writing about helicopters. So you know where this is going. That's right. I would like to write more about the helicopters of the Berlin Brigade Aviation Detachment. So far, I only have one concise entry about Steinstucken, the helipad there, the helicopter shuttle for the MPs, and what has become of the site after. Well, it's a memorial, and thank you to everybody who put that all together and continues to keep it all up and running and looking sharp. I saw some recent photos and it's awesome. Didn't get to make it to Steinstucken on my last visit there, but it's good to know that it's still being looked after, still being taken care of, and that goes a long way. So here we go. The email continues. The rest is merely images without any context as to which helicopter is seen when, etc. My aim is to write an in-depth story about the aviation detachment and, more accurately, its helicopters. It's quite difficult to learn more as it appears information is limited. Every month or so, I make a search. Then I came across your page. Unfortunately, I cannot access since I am not registered. Well, that's okay. Don't worry. We'll get you taken care of. And that's why we're mentioning it here in the website. So if you'd circulate my request for information. So those of you that were in the Berlin Brigade Aviation Detachment, again, drop me an email, let me know, and I'll put you in contact with the individual, and maybe get something out of it. Maybe share your story of your time with the aviation detachment. Definitely. And also, you know what? I don't think I have actually interviewed somebody from the aviation detachment. So if you're also inclined, by all means, let me know. Drop me a message, and say, hey, let's get an interview in, real quick one. It doesn't have to be anything long drawn out, but we'll have some fun with it. So again, he's really, really interested in everything, really, especially real stories, images, information, as long as it's about the U.S. helicopters of West Berlin. So there you go. That's it. Aviation Detachment peeps, this is on you. Calling you out. Drop me a message, dave@berlinbrigade.com, or fill in the contact information on the berlinbrigade.com website, and I'll put you in contact with this individual. He's like really, really, really good stuff. I have seen his blog, and really cool, really neat, and without a doubt, this guy's on the up and up. You know, we've seen people come in and request information, and then they take it for their nefarious means, and off they go. But in this case, nope, it's a source for accurate historical information and news. Hey, well, hold on a second. It says, a source for accurate historical information news about rotary wing flight and flying machines, plus an endless stream of helicopter theme entertainment products, literature, and film. Not too shabby. So there we go. And again, very nice looking website. Very slick. Very nice. And again, so make sure that if you're interested and want to contribute, by all means, this looks, I would contribute if I was part of the aviation detachment. So again, that's that email. So again, drop me a note. All right, let's press on. Let's see, what have we got next? And that was an email. Then here from the contact page here on berlinbrigade.com. Got two looking for people. Someone is looking for Chad Young, C-H-A-D Young, Y-O-U-N-G, Chad Young. He was in the 502nd Infantry Battalion, or 502nd Infantry, 5th Battalion, sorry about that. No company, though. No company, and apparently he's not listed. But, so if you knew Chad Young, Young was the last name, Y-O-U-N-G, Chad Young. He was with the 5th of the 502nd, and hey, drop me a note. Someone's looking for you, and We'll go from there. And if you're not Chad Young, then it's okay. But hey, this is how connections get made. I know we had one successful one last year. So let's see if we can start off the year with a good new one right off the bat. So again, if you know of or are Chad Young, formerly of the 5th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, by all means, please give us a shout out and I'll put you in contact with someone who's looking for you. Same thing goes for Douglas Vigen, V-I-G-E-N, Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, V-I-G-E-N, Vigen, Vigen, whatever, I can't pronounce it. But he was a member of the brigade in 1967, so again, let's make contact. If you know Douglas or of Douglas, Vigen, Vigen, I don't know how you pronounce it, I do apologize, as I'm trying different pronunciations. And I know I chopped up one of them, so by all means, please just drop me a note. Let me know you were him or you know of him or how to get a hold of him. Douglas Vigen, member of the Berlin Brigade in 1967. So it's like, what, 51 years ago? I know. Well, let's see. What else have we got? Looking for contact with people that were in Company A, 3rd Battle Group, Headquarters, and D Company. So Company A, Company D, and Headquarters, anybody that was there in 3rd Battle Group from 1960 to 1962, someone's looking for you. So again, drop me a note there on the contact page or dave@berlinbrigade.com. Strictly up to you. Okay, what have we got? So that rounds out the emails, that rounds out the contacts. Let's visit the website real quickly. Registry, I'm recording this on January 2nd, 2018 at 1325 hours. The registry is up to date, so it has been updated. So if you submitted something between the 26th of December, 0800 to today, 1 or 2 January 2019, it has been updated. It's up to date, and we're good to go. Let's see. This is episode 95, so that takes care of the podcast. Links page, that has been updated as well. We've got more coming, but there's more added down at the bottom. So please continue on. We've added the Berlin Brats Alumni Association. We added their link. Gator Farm Tactical, our good friend Dan Southard's link. It's there, his company. Southern Arizona Firearms Training Organization. It's there. German Missions in the United States, the official website for the German Embassy in Washington, D.C., and the German Consulates in Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Houston, Miami, New York, and San Francisco. That link is there. Westalliierte in Berlin. It's a great website dedicated to the Western Allies by our good friend Ralph Schultz and his group there. Great website, so that link's there. The Allied Museum in Berlin, formerly at the Outpost Theater and at the Nicholson Library. Again, committed to recording and illustrating the Western Allies' role and commitment to Berlin and Germany as a whole from 45 to 94. That link is there. Also, it wouldn't be a Berlin link if we didn't share the link to the Berlin Airlift Historical Foundation, dedicated to preserving the memory and legacy of the greatest humanitarian aviation event in history, world history, the Berlin Airlift, and of course, the Spirit of Freedom. org. Let's see what else we've got. We've also have the German-Russian Museum Berlin in Karlshorst. Again, I apologize on that pronunciation. It's dedicated to preserving the memory and legacy of the Soviet forces in Eastern Germany. And again, it was strictly German. It's now in English. So if you haven't been there, there is a link there to read in English. And it's very informative, very great website. And again, did not get a chance to visit the German-Russian Museum in Karlshorst the last time I was in Berlin. Again, it was a whirlwind tour, but it's definitely on my places to visit. And if you get a chance, definitely visit. The German-American Volksfest Berlin, the link is there now. And again, continuing the tradition of the fantastic annual event committed to promoting greater German-U.S. relations in Berlin. So the Deutsches Amerikanische Volksfest.de. That link is there. The U.S. The Berlin U.S. Military Veterans Association, their link is there. Berlin 1969, Robert Reinerson's historical website about life 20 years after the blockade and 20 years before the fall of the Berlin Wall, kind of at that midpoint, and his link is there. And of course, the American Church in Berlin, established in the 19th century as the Luther Church on Dennewitzplatz in the Schöneberg district of Berlin. It's now a American Church in Berlin, and it's an ecumenical international church located also in the same place. And of course, more links are coming. The last time I updated that page was on the 29th of December 2018, but more links are coming. Just having that time to make sure I give enough to everybody. What have we got? Oh yes, the commerce page. I'm adding a couple more links this weekend, so there'll be more stuff there. The blog, there is now entries, and I'm starting to update, so there we go. The contact page, nothing has changed there. We've got the contact berlinbrigade.com field. That's where you can send your responses to those email requests or the looking for requests. If you don't want to fill in everything or you don't want to send an email directly to dave@berlinbrigade.com, by all means, you're more than welcome there. Folks, the Berlin Brigade Veterans Biz Directory is open for business now. That's it. That's right. The Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory is the place to begin your search for businesses that are either owned, managed, or operated by veterans of the Berlin Brigade. And we want your business listed on the Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory. And you have to meet or exceed the following criteria to be eligible to be part of that. Are you a veteran of the United States Army Berlin Brigade? 2, are you an owner, manager, C-level principal of a company or organization, no matter the size? 3, are you willing to share your business information to fellow veterans of the Berlin Brigade? And 4, if you served with the United States Air Force based in Tempelhof Central Airport and you meet the criteria mentioned above, you're also eligible. So I had been leaving, and I apologize. I have left out specifically mentioning the Air Force personnel. But again, that's where it was brought to my attention. And it's like, you know what? You're right. Let's get you entered on here. So again, if you have a business, you're either owning, managing, or operating it, by all means, please share your information. There's a link there to please click here to share your business information. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 businesses. Now, as I mentioned in the last podcast, I did get an opportunity because I had to build this entire section from scratch again to go back and visit all the websites. So everybody that's listed here, their websites are still operational, still functional. It's the ones that are missing. It's because they weren't open for business. The websites were either shut down or for sale. So that usually says the business has ceased function or ceased operating. And again, add your business. And if you have an update, something needs to be updated to the existing businesses, by all means, the individual that sent the first piece of information needs to be the individual that updates the information. So if you're the one that did it, you need to send it. It needs to come from your email address or it's not going to fly. So that takes care of the website. Again, we're up to date. We're making things happen. And the gallery is all that's left. And that one, like I said, will be it's a work in progress, so I'll be adding that soon as possible. All right, let's see what else is going on. I hope you had a great, safe New Year's. Make sure that everything's under control there. Make sure that, well, you know what? It's 2019. Folks, we're not getting any younger. So let's make sure we take care of ourselves this year. So with that being said, we're going to, well, I'm not going to release too much information, but just understand that in the coming days, I will be releasing a challenge list, a couple of things that we need to be doing, a couple of things to just say, hey, how are we doing? So with that being said, I'll leave that alone. But that'll be for next episode. Huh. Okay. So, let's see what else I'm looking here. Just making sure I haven't missed anything. No, not really. Looking at the submissions list one last time. Everything looks good there, folks. Oh, yes, yes. I still keep getting these. I mean, it's, forgot my password. Folks, if you're going into the registry, please just go to the registry page. BerlinBrigade.com/registry, and your password is there. It's the same for everybody, so don't forget. It's the registry password. Everybody has the same one. There's nothing different, and please, it hasn't changed. It hasn't changed since the rebuild. It'll probably change soon, not too soon, but maybe a couple of months from now. So be on the lookout for that. But again, the password will be at the same place it's been the entire time. At the top and at the bottom of the registry page. And yeah, go to the registry, burnandbrigade.com/registry, and click down at the bottom. Okay, so now we're at this point, looking for guests. Folks, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It's time to get our story told. It's time for you to tell your story and share it with everybody, share it with the world, put it out there for the entire world to know that, hey, this is what we did. This was our lives. This is not something that's in a book and somebody's interpreting or somebody's version of what happened. No, this is exactly what we did. This is where we come from. This is where we're going. This is why we were there. This is what I did. This is what you did. And nothing could ever change that. Nothing can take that away from us. But it's time to share it because, again, if we're not sharing our story, then someone else is telling our story for us. And that's the last thing I know I want. That's why this website exists, and I know it's the last thing you want. As a veteran, I know you don't want anybody telling your story but you. So again, drop me a line, daviddavegarra.com, or on the contact page, fill in the form, and just say, hey, I want to do a podcast interview. I want to be interviewed by you, or let's just talk for a little while. And it doesn't have to be anything too fancy, but you know what? Let's just share your story with everybody. And we'll set a date, we'll set a time, and we'll stick to it, and we'll make it happen, and we'll go from there. So, also, if you're part of an organization that's doing a reunion or anything based in with Berlin Brigade veterans, then by all means, let me know and let's get you, let's interview, let's talk about the reunion or the project that you're working on or whatever. And let's move on because again, 2019 is going to be an awesome year. 2019 is going to be a fantastic year. It's going to be a great year and it's also a unique year. 25 years after we've left Berlin. Is it really 25 years? But yeah, kind of looks like it. 2019. Yeah, it is. It's crazy. But hey, time flies. And again, that's why we've got to be taking care of ourselves. We've got to be looking out for each other. We have got to, be there for each other. And when we're not, well, then, we get what we get. Let's see, doing a quick little math. It's, there's that 74 years since the occupation of Berlin. And is it, 1994, exactly 25 years since we've left Berlin and 30 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall. It's a great, great time. And you see why this is going to be a very unique, awesome year. So I know stuff's going on. I know stuff's happening. And if you want to share it with everybody and get the word out to everybody, then by all means, let's get together. Let's get an update. Chris Kuhn, I know you're listening. Let's get you back on here. Let's get an update as we start getting closer. And let's get an update before we get to February. Sir, sure would love to hear from you. It doesn't have to be anything, drawn out or anything large. But again, if you've got something out there, Red Legs, what's going on with you? Who else? Who else is out there? Tankers, anything going on? Let's see, military, U.S. military liaison mission? Got anything going on? Any kind of reunions? And, of course, you know, all the local stuff. Bratz. Also the Bratz. I know they've got stuff going on. I know they have a regional reunion coming on. Those Berlin Bratz. They have a regional reunion happening here real soon. And where is that message? I know I just came across that and it just reminded me. And again, so again, if you have kids that were in Berlin and are not members of the Berlin Bratz Association, might be time to get in touch with them. And let's see. And why is that not popping up? That might be why. Looking at the wrong email address. So again, my email address is dave@berlinbrigade.com, but there is also davidg@berlinbrigade.com, and you're more than welcome. So let's see, here's what we've got. Berlin Bratz Alumni Association next full reunion is in 2020, and June 4th through the 7th in 2020 in Seattle. However, they've got, there is an all-brat get-together in January. And let me see if I can pull that one up here real quick. And again, that's the berlinbrats.org, www.berlinbrats.org, B-R-A-T-S.org. There it is. All are invited to an all-brats get-together at House Murphy on January 12th, 5 p.m., Glendale, Arizona time. That's House, H-A-U-S, Murphy. And January 12th, 5 p.m., Glendale, Arizona time. And let's see, that's this weekend. That's this Saturday, so be sure you get there. If you're not part of the group, you might want to join it, then they'll let you know. But if you're in the Glendale, Arizona, give them a holler. Give them a holler. House Murphy. And the RSVP is needed by January 15th. The actual event is January 12th. And I know I said that at the very beginning. My apologies. So again, that's the berlinbrats.org website. Visit them. Sign up if you have kids. Those of you listening that have kids that actually went to school in Berlin, either at any of the Department of Defense schools or the, I'm not too sure. Yeah, I think the JFK also counts because they were in Berlin. But typically, again, it's the Department of Defense schools that they're kind of focusing on. Let's see, folks. Well, listen, that's about it. That's about it for this first episode of 2019. Episode number 95, the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I am David Guerra, former member of Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, one of the greatest battalions ever in the history of the United States Army. And I'll fight you to the death because you know it's true. You definitely know it's true. No, but not kidding. Seriously, it's true. Listen, I thank you for all your time. I thank you for listening. It's time to get out of here. And have a good day. Have a good weekend. I will talk to you soon. Take care.
Endstation. Bitte alle aussteigen.